The Gemara in Sanhedrin Lama Gimel Amud Beis tells us that by dini nefasha was by capital cases, or cases that involve penalties on a person's body rather than on a person's money. If the defendant was exonerated, was acquitted by the court, and then subsequently new evidence, be it factual evidence or halachic evidence, arises that appears to lean towards making him guilty, we do not listen to this new evidence, we do not accept this new evidence. But rather, the Torah says, tzaddik al taharu, when a person is a tzaddik bedin, and he's been absolved by justice of responsibility or of penalties, so it's forbidden to kill him, even if, based on the new evidence, he really deserves the death penalty. Now, the Gemara says there's a few exceptions. One exception is a mesis, an instigator, tries to convince Jews to serve Avodah Zarah. The second exception is if the reason that Beis Din exonerated or acquitted the defendant was against something which is Davar Shatziduki Modimbo. If they acquitted him for a reason that even the Tzedukim, the Sadducees, would disagree with. And the Gemara says, because it's Zilkari Beravu, it's something which you can easily find out if you learn Chumash in Cheder. And I want to focus on two things. Number one, what exactly is the definition of Davar Shatzedukim Modimbo? Do we allow these Tzedukim, which is a deviant sect of Judaism, to define for us the halachic category of cases wherein an acquittal stands and cases where an acquittal can be overturned? Or perhaps Davar Shatzedukim Modimbo is simply a figure of speech and it's referring to some other category, not necessarily a category which is defined by the whims of some deviant sect of Judaism. And second of all, I want to discuss what exactly is the reason that these type of acquittals can be overturned in contrast with all other acquittals which cannot be overturned. And part of this discussion will relate to the way in which Davar Shatzedukim Modimbo appears in other areas of Shas. In other words, we'll have to ask, are the definitions in our Gemara the same, or are they different from the definitions of Davar Shatzedukim Modimbo in other areas of Shas? And are the reasons for why this type of acquittal can be overturned similar or different to the reasons that Davar Shatzedukim Modimbo is significant in other areas of Shas? So I first actually want to discuss the second part, which is what's the reason for it. And for that we find there's a complicated formulation of the Yad Ramah, and he essentially seems to say three separate things. One thing that he seems to say is that in order for Beis Din's ruling to be considered a ruling, an acquittal is a ruling, just like a ruling of guilty is considered a ruling, in order for that to be considered a psak, a horah, it needs to be something which does not contradict explicitly a pasuk. Any horah which contradicts an explicit pasuk cannot be considered a horah. And therefore, any acquittal which contradicts an explicit pasuk can't be considered an acquittal. So when we reverse an acquittal, which the Tzedukim would disagree with, when we reverse an acquittal which went against an explicit pasuk, it's not considered the reversal of an acquittal. It's considered to be as if the acquittal never took place. There was never any psak that this person was potter. There was never any psak that he was, deserved to go free. So therefore, there's no problem if we reverse that non-existent psak and paskin that he's actually chayiv misa. That's one possibility that emerges from the lashon of the Ramah. A second possibility that emerges is that any dayan, any judge, who is capable of making such an egregious error, who is capable of paskening against something which is explicit in the Torah, paskening against something which even the tzedukim agree to us about, is considered not to be a valid judge. So if the defendant was acquitted by an invalid judge, so again, it's not an acquittal. But not because it doesn't have a shame hora, but rather because it wasn't issued by a person who was qualified to issue it. It was as if a hedyot had acquitted him. Hedyot, who acquits, is not considered an acquittal. So that's a second possibility. Meaning possibility number one is that it's not a hora. Possibility number two is that it wasn't issued by a dayan, it wasn't issued by a qualified judge. The third possibility that the Ramah seems to offer is that really it's possible that this is a valid hora'ah, and that the judge is also still surprisingly considered qualified to issue psakim. However, in spite of all this, the pasuk only says that a tzaddik cannot be killed, a person who is tzaddik badin, who is acquitted by justice, and this person cannot be considered a tzaddik badin, even though he received a valid hora'ah that he's innocent. Nevertheless, he's not defined as a tzaddik badin. Tzaddik badin implies somebody who was acquitted based on, you know, some evidence which was not in contradiction with the psukim, not based on evidence which was in contradiction with the psukim. So again three possibilities: either that it's not a hora'ah, or that the dayan is not a dayan. Third of all, maybe it's both a hora'ah and the dayan is a valid dayan, but even so, this person, this defendant, is not considered a tzaddik badin, and therefore he can still be convicted. These are three possibilities offered by the Ramah. You should just note very quickly that there are parallel formulations in Rabbeinu Gershom in Masachas Horios, where the Gemara says that if the Beis Din gave a psak, gave a hora'ah, let's say they paskined that something which is aser is mutar. Ordinarily, if most of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael acts based on their hora'ah and performs as iser, then they realize that they made a mistake. Rather than having each of the people who did the avera bring a separate carbon chatos, the Beis Din brings one big carbon chatos for everybody, and that's called a par helim davar shel tzibur. However, the Gemara says if the Beis Din paskined in a davar shel tzedukim modim bo, in other words, they went against something, they paskined against what the tzedukim would have agreed to us as being the correct halacha, they paskined against something which is explicit in Torah Shabichsav, so then they don't bring a paralem davar shel tzibur, and each individual has to bring his own carbon chatos. There's again three explanations for why that's so. One explanation, which Rashi, or the pseudo-Rashi in Horios says, is that this is not a hora'ah. This is not considered a psak. So there's only a paralem davar shel tzibur when based in paskin, and when the Klal Yisrael acted based on their psak. But over here, there was no psak. There were words that emerged from the mouth of based in, but that's not a psak. So therefore, there's no paralem davar shel tzibur. Second possibility that Rashi offers is no, it is a, not only is it not a psak, but these dayanim are not even qualified to issue a psak. I mean, it's not a psak because something which is blatantly against the Torah can't be considered a psak, but rather because it's issued by dayanim who don't know Torah Shebichsav. So how, they're not dayanim. If they're not dayanim, what they say isn't considered a psak. It does not absolve the tzibur from blame. And a third possibility is that even though these are valid dayanim and their psak is still a valid psak, but even so, they can't bring a parhelam davar shel tzibur because a parhelam davar shel tzibur has specific requirements. It's requirements that people who act have to act, you know, based on based, and they have to be totally, at a very, very high level of innocence in terms of not realizing that the avera was done. And over here, it's accessible to everybody. Everybody was capable of opening up a chumash and seeing that this really was aser and that the psak was incorrect. And therefore, it's not something which is fitting to bring a power halim davar shel tzibur for. So, again, according to the first two possibilities, so the geder of davar shel tzedukim modim bo for the purposes of horios, of paralem davar shel tzibur, and for the purposes of reversing an acquittal is the same. Whatever is not a hora'ah in both contexts. Any dayan who's not fit to judge is not fit to judge in both contexts. So therefore, we could bring rayos from one sugya to the other. If something is considered davar shel tzedukim modim bo with regard to Sanhedrin, to reversing an acquittal, it'll also be considered that with regard to invalidating a parhelem davar shel tzibur, and the same vice versa. If it's considered davar shehatzedukim odim bo, in order to invalidate or to negate the possibility of parhelem davar shel tzibur, so then it'll also be considered davar shehatzedukim odim bo for the purposes of reversing an acquittal. However, if you take the third possibility, namely that in our sugya the reason that we can reverse the acquittal is because the Torah says tzaddik al taharog, and this person is not considered a tzaddik because, you know, not because he never was acquitted. He taka was acquitted, but not in such a way as to make him considered a tzaddik badin. And if you take the possibility, if you take the possibility in Hovios, that really the judges are valid and their psak is valid. However, despite that, this is just not considered to be sufficiently, shogeg. It's not considered sufficiently unaware. The Klal Yisrael did not act with a sufficiently low level of culpability for their actions to trigger this parhelem davar shel tzibur. So then the definitions in the two sugyos, even though the words that the Gemara uses are the same, the definitions could be very different. And this seems to be a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos in our sugya, because the Gemara says that that an example of davar shatzedukim lo modim bo is the pasuk of Ve'amishke Ve'isha that says that even a bia shelo kedarka is considered to be a bia to be mechayev a person misa. So Rashi says that if they were toa in this, it's considered davar she'ein hatzedukim modim bo, and it's a valid acquittal. The person is considered a tzaddik badin, and therefore he cannot be killed. Tosfos says no. If you look in Horios with regard to parhelem davar shel tzibur, you'll see that in Horios this is considered a davar shehatzedukim modim bo. The tzedukim agree that a bia shelo kedarka is considered a bia to be mechayev people misa, and that it's considered aser. So therefore, Tosfos says the Gemara in our sugya can't mean literally bia shelo kedarka. It must mean hara shelo kedarka. It must mean something else. But Rashi says that no, it means literally bia shelo kedarka, even though the Gemara in Horios says that the tzedukim are modim, that a bia shelo kedarka is aser with regard to parhelem davar shel tzibur. So it would seem that for Tosfos, who says that the two sugyos are the same, he would probably hold that both of them are taloi in either the lack of a hora'a, or the lack of dayanim who are qualified to issue a hora'a. But Rashi, who would differentiate and distinguish between the sugyos, perhaps holds either that our sugya is taloi in the shame tzaddik, and in our sugya maybe he doesn't have a shame tzaddik, but in the other sugya where it's taloi in the shame hora'a, perhaps the definition is more expansive or more restrictive. Or perhaps he would hold that in Horios it's taloi in the degree of shkaga, the degree of culpability or lack thereof on the part of Klal Yisrael who acted and did the avera based on Beis Din's psak. But in our sugya, maybe it's tali in the shem horah, or it's tali in the shem dayan. And therefore, it could be that while in the sugya in Horios, davar shehatzedukim modim bo is more expansive, in our sugya, it's more restrictive. Now, exactly what it means to be expansive or restrictive, we probably won't have time to discuss. Basic sum of the possibilities, either it's formally taloi in whatever this deviant sect of the tzedukim would be moded to, perhaps it's taloi in what we call pshuto shel mikra, what seems to be to the whichever basin is deciding it, what seems to be the simple, the plain meaning of the Torah text. Maybe the Ramah says it's taloi in anything which is eminently reasonable. It's something which logical people can figure out. Perhaps it's taloi in what all people know. Perhaps it's taloi in what children learn in school. These are all possibilities which either could narrow the scope of davar shehatzedukim modim bo and say even if the tzedukim are moded to something, perhaps it doesn't count as, you know, in our sugya as davar shehatzedukim modim bo, or expand the scope. Even if the tzedukim are not moded to it, perhaps even so, because it's eminently reasonable or because everybody knows it, so it's considered davar shehatzedukim modim bo, and thereby one might distinguish, one might have both the grounds for distinguishing between parhelem davar shel tzibur and this case of tzaddik al taharog, and the possible different definitions that will be adopted by each of the sugyos.